Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, April 26, 2013. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Powhana Friday, heading into a long, slow, hopefully relaxing weekend. Although after the last 2 weeks of complete insanity, it's kind of hard to know what to expect. The situations are escalating. The first false flag has just fallen flat on its face. Are they planning a main event? We don't know. We're going to get into that. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room today, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So looking back over the last basically 2 weeks, since the Boston Marathon bombing, it is very obvious at this point that the percentage of people who are trusting the official narrative for the Boston bombing are in the single digits. Certainly the result that we got when we had our own online poll here at whatreallyhappened.com. And, of course, part of the problem is they destroyed their own credibility by changing the story so many times about what was going on. To recap on some of the high points, it's turning out that the younger brother, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, was not armed when he was apprehended in that boat in Watertown. And there's still no explanation for why the police just opened fire on him, hundreds of rounds. Now, of course, it's obvious all the police who were wounded in that free fire melee were the victims of friendly fire. They were shooting each other, and they just kept pouring onto the boat here. And obviously, Dzhokhar did not attempt to shoot himself and commit suicide, resulting in the throat wound. Now questions are being raised whether that throat wound even existed when he climbed out of the boat, whether it's a gunshot wound at all. One report says it's actually a knife cut. Maybe intentional to keep him from speaking, to keep the lid on this whole thing. It's just amazing how this story has fallen apart. Then, of course, we have the naked man, the older brother, Tamerlan, who was arrested, put in the patrol car, perfectly healthy, albeit naked. And then all of a sudden, the next day, he's dead. His younger brother ran over him. What a horrible thing. Then, of course, we get a witness who saw it all come down, that the older brother was run over by a police SUV and then shot. And so it just keeps building up and building up and building up. Now, I have been inundated by a lot of emails pointing to obvious signs of fraud at the scene of the bombing. And I haven't spent a lot of time on them, not because I don't think it's real, but because I wanted to stay focused on what this false flag was being used for. Blame the Muslims, blame the Chechens, blame the Iranians. Somebody even tried to blame global warming. Everybody's out there humping this thing for their own particular agenda. But there are reasons to suspect a major, major flim-flam. And I'm not just talking about the here it's a white backpack and there it's a backpack. I'm talking about some of those victims on the ground. Now, before I get into this, you need to understand something about these emergency drills. And we now know there was a bomb drill going on at the time. And when they have drills, they always recruit people to play victims. Because if you're having a disaster drill and you don't have somebody to play victims or you don't have somebody simulate, there's not much point. Everybody shows up. There's nothing to do. They eat donuts, drink coffee. They go home. Many years ago when I was a student at Cal State Fullerton, they had this large multi-jurisdictional massive earthquake drill, and they came over to our college theater department and said, here's your chance, we're going to pour blood all over you and bandage you up, and the paramedics are going to take care of you, and it was basically a fun thing to do for that day. So what happens? If you go over to the FEMA's website, they actually have a page of the guidelines for the actors who participate in the drills. So drills, actors, that's normal. Why it's being misused this time when we come back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family. CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the fraud of the Boston Marathon media coverage. And to recap what I said before the commercial break, when you have a disaster or terror drill, it is normal practice to have actors playing the victims. So the ambulance crews have somebody to practice and rehearse with. That's normal. If you go over to the FEMA website, they actually have a page of directions for their actors to follow when they're taking part in these drills. And they go out to the local college drama departments and they will recruit people to come in and play victims. And just do a good job. Make it as real as possible, and they'll have bandages and they'll have all this other stuff there. And that appears to have been going on as part of this Boston bomb drill. Remember, the Boston Globe has confirmed those tweets that went out over its Twitter channel saying that there was, in fact, a bomb drill underway. There was going to be a controlled explosion as part of the simulation. One of the two explosions near that marathon finish line may have been, appears to have been set off by the bomb squad as part of the bomb drill. And the other explosion was the one that is supposed to be real and supposedly blamed on, well, whoever they're trying to blame this thing on. Now they're trying to rope the Chechens into it. But there are actors in these drills. And I selected, I don't want to go into all the details of the fraud, but I wanted to point out a couple. I posted one of the well-known photos of the victims of the Boston bombing writhing in pain on the ground in all the blood. And there are a couple of things wrong with it. First of all, is the blood itself. It's bright, bright, bright red. And if you will think back to the last time you had to have a blood test or you donated blood, you will realize that real human blood is actually kind of a dark red color. Now, in movies and TV, they brighten it up to make it more horrific. And that's what looks like is on the ground here. And they picked the wrong color blood. And just for those of you for a little Hollywood inside information, the fake blood that is manufactured by companies like Max Factor comes in different formulations, depending upon what film stock you have in the camera and the circumstances of shooting. In fact, for those of you who remember the first Jaws movie, all the blood that was all over the place was a mixture of bright day-glow orange tempera paint and Karo syrup. Because the regular synthetic blood from the makeup companies, when you pour it in the blue ocean, it looks black like ink. So they got the day-glow orange, they mixed it with Karo syrup so it would stick together and not wash away immediately, and that's what they used on the movie Jaws. And back when I was doing physical special onstage effects, and I worked with the makeup people a lot, blood came labeled for, like, this is Technicolor blood, this is panchromatic blood, and it comes in a wide variety of colors. And this blood that is on the ground in this photo is simply too bright and too red to be human blood. And, of course, you don't see any darkening or clotting that you would with real blood that's spilled. These are some of the actors hired to play in the drill. Now, they're talking about the guy who lost his legs. And it turns out he has been identified as a war veteran who had already lost his legs in the war zone, and he was simply made up to look like he'd lost a leg in the bombing. And apparently, an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Stanley Monteith, has come out and said the bone that you see sticking out of the stump on this guy's leg, it isn't even a human tibia. It's just a bone they stuck on there. And by the way, for those of you who pay attention to details, there are two bones in the lower leg of the human being. Get out your Gray's Anatomy and check for yourself. There are two bones in there. So it's a lot of fakery. Now, the scandal isn't that there were actors at this drill, because that is normal procedure when you have a drill. The scandal here is the corporate media took photos of these actors in their makeup and is presenting them to you as the real victims to maximize the impact of this horrible Boston bombing. But there were actors on the ground, and they were in makeup and costume and prosthetics as part of the drill, because that is the standard operating procedure. Okay. Now, Lindsey Graham is already out there saying they're seeking a third man from the Boston bombings. There's still one of these terrorists at large. I wonder if they're setting somebody else to be a patsy in a main event yet to come. Seems to be a lot of attention focusing on New York. New York Police Department and the federal government are going to have a terror drill involving the release of deadly chemicals in the New York subway system. How convenient when they're trying to sell us on the idea that Syria has sarin gas. We're going to grab a phone call here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I hope I'm not off topic. But in 1971, I lived in Daly City. I was going on a motorcycle ride. I was getting ready. A news flash came on the TV from CBS or something regarding a speech Nelson Rockefeller was giving to the city and people of New York. In it, he stated in part, and in 30 years when these buildings are brought down because of a terrorist act, because of what they stand for.
Well, everybody knew, you're talking the World Trade Towers, of course.
Yeah, but this was in 1971 in a speech at the completion of the first tower.
Well, I would certainly like to see a transcript or a recording of that
speech.
So
would I, because I've looked for it forever.
But you need to understand that in the good old days, back when the Empire State Building and the Chrysler Building were being built, they were built to last as long as possible. Modern buildings are actually built with a lifespan. We're going to build this building to last for, and 30 years happens to be the current benchmark. We're going to build this building. It'll last 30 years. We'll tear it down, resell the land, build something even bigger. That's the new architectural engineering situation. So I find it plausible that Rockefeller said when these buildings are torn down in 30 years, Whether he linked it to a terror attack, again, I'd like to see a transcript or a recording of him saying that. That one's a bit of a stretch. Okay?
Oh, that's what I remember, and until 2001, I had no idea what I'd heard. And, of course, when the second building was hit, it was pretty obvious that it wasn't an accident.
Okay, well, again, I'd like some confirmation on that speech. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here and get back to the story. Now, interestingly enough, and again, back on the topic that nobody who's not on a government paycheck is buying this stuff, and a lot of people who are on federal government paychecks aren't buying this stuff about Boston here. But apparently up at the United Nations, there was a UN official. He is the special rapporteur of the United Nations Human Rights Council, Richard Falk, who is basically towing the official line as to what happened in Boston, but basically said, you know, if you're looking for a motivation, it is this endless Israel's attack against their neighbors and unquestioning U.S. support for Israel's policy. And so immediately Ronald Lauder, the president of the World Jewish Congress, condemned him. How dare you say these bombings have anything to do with our foreign policy? You know, these people love it when we come into their country and blow them up and shower white phosphorus on them and napalm and drones and everything. And they kicked up a huge fuss. How dare you portray Israel in a bad light? The good news is, just before we went to airtime, is that Falk is going to keep his job. I guess everybody gets sick and tired of Israel screaming anti-Semite, wolf, nuclear, blah, 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 blah. They've been going on so long. Can you just shut the heck up? Tired of hearing about it. Tired of all this screeching about things that happened in Germany before we were all born. Kindly join us all here in the 21st century. We have problems here and now today in front of us to deal with. Genocides. Dispossession of people, of their lands, ethnic cleansing, it's all happening here and now. I'm tired of all these people who are so hopelessly trapped in the past, in the first half of the previous century. They can't seem to get out of it. Tired of hearing about all this stuff. Now, another politician, and this is a name you should remember, Stella Tremblay. Repeat after me, Stella Tremblay. Write it on the blackboard 100 times before you go home. She is a state representative from New Hampshire. Go Granite State. Go Live Free or Die. And she basically came up and said publicly, the Boston Marathon bombings was a plot by the U.S. federal government. She called it a black ops terrorist attack to, you know, push forward this continuation expansion of the war on terror to justify wars on Syria, Iran, maybe Chechnya. Maybe they're going to go into Chechnya now. So this woman, Stella Tremblay of New Hampshire, is a lady of rare courage. I presume at this point her political career has just evaporated. But there's a lady of courage, and we need to remember who she is. Now, we're seeing earlier in the week as the U.S. government lost control of the narrative of Boston, and they started thrashing around about this whole thing. A week ago today, Obama was up there saying, no, don't look at the pictures and videos yourselves. We'll conduct an investigation, and we, the government, will tell you what you should be believing. And now we've been seeing this last week, all this bashing of the online community, the independent media, the blogs. And so over at SodaHead, they were running a poll. Is there anything that can be done about internet-enabled radicalization? And they basically, the piece was going on, oh, you can find bomb recipes as fast as you can find friends on Facebook or a good deal on eBay. And they're basically, this is the attack on the ability of the people to communicate to each other in a mass format. And we knew this was going to happen. They're trying to somehow tie in the independent media and the internet with these terror attacks so they can say, we, the government, must control everything that you see and hear on the internet. It's kind of like the old original Outer Limits, you know, that voice at the beginning over the oscilloscope. We will control everything you see and hear. We'll control the horizontal. We'll control the vertical. We'll control your brain. We're the U.S. government, and that's our job. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
The free- free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about the attempt to demonize the internet, social media even, and certainly the independent media for Boston. Oh, they're tied in somewhere. They got the bomb directions off this online Al-Qaeda magazine, Insight, which we've already outed earlier this week as just another propaganda fake, because on their 10th edition, they featured Adam Gadahn, the American Al-Qaeda. And we know that Adam Gadahn is a phony. His real name is Adam Perlman. He's the grandson of one of the founders of the Anti-Defamation League. Even the corporate media, when we blew that story wide open, the corporate media had to come to, yeah, he comes from a Jewish background, but he converted to Islam, and that's why you should fear him. And it's just all fakes and phonies and more of it. And now we know that the government goes to these lengths and the corporate media helps them to lie us into these wars. So they're out there on this little poll they had on SodaHead saying, is there anything that can be done about internet-enabled radicalization? And, of course, the internet is not the cause of radicalization. If you assume this terror attack is real, and we all know what assume means, the cause is government corruption, wars on everybody, Wall Street crime. This is what creates the anger that leads people to strike back. Of course, I'm absolutely convinced at this point Boston was another one of these U.S. government-certified false flag attacks. And so why are they coming after the Internet? Well, nothing new about that. Every tyrant in history tries to prevent the oppressed population from communicating with each other. The French King Louis XVI repeatedly hunted down and smashed Jean-Paul Marat's printing presses as a danger to public order. But the printing press wasn't the problem. Louis was, and eventually he lost his head for his crimes against the people. During the American Revolution, the British also ran around smashing colonial printing presses because those patriot publications made the colonials unhappy with their lives under British rule, and that cannot be allowed to happen. But the important thing to remember is that all of these attempts to cut the people off from each other, to keep them isolated and dependent on the official story, to keep them enslaved, to keep them believing that life was supposed to be toil and surrender. All these efforts to isolate the people and separate them failed and will continue to fail. The Internet and the independent media have changed the fundamental nature of information flow through society. Those institutions that can evolve to adapt to the new reality will survive. Those that can't are doomed to extinction. We're just all going to stand back and let it find the place where it's going to fall down, go boom. Now, of course, in the aftermath of this military crackdown in Boston, and everybody's saying, oh, yes, that was a good thing, and yes, the cops have all these new expensive toys, but they're only going to use them for catching terrorists, right? You are so naive. Basically, the American police have been militarized. Armored trucks, tanks, fully automatic weapons, all of this high technology surveillance, they don't leave it at home when they're not out there catching terrorists. What happened in Boston, stay inside, close your windows, don't look out, don't take pictures and video while we do what must be done for the national security. That's being sold as the new normal. That all the corporate media has to say is, there's a terrorist suspect in your neighborhood. Citizens, this is a code, new color code, Peach Topermov. This is a code, Peach, get inside your home, close your windows, don't listen, don't look, don't take pictures. And they go out there and violate some citizen's civil rights. Or they simply shoot up and murder some patsy so he can't stand in front of the news cameras and say, I'm just a patsy, the way Lee Harvey Oswald did. What happened in Boston during this whole situation is the new face of law enforcement in this country. And they want you to think this is a good thing. By the way, speaking of phony bombs thing, we were talking yesterday about how we had a suspicious package incident here in Honolulu when it closed down the circuit court and they evacuated schools and everything. And the package turned out to be completely harmless. They went out there and they shot it with a water cannon and it wouldn't explode. And then they did something else, and it turned out to be just junk, just garbage. It was phony. Keeping up the terror, keeping up the terror. Keep phoning in bomb threats. Keep the level of fear up so Americans will just attack who they're told to attack without daring to think here. And as we said earlier in the week, the security industrial complex is already milking Boston for everything they can. The president of the largest unmanned aircraft system organization wasted no time in adding Boston to the pitch. You must have drones to deal with this thing. Well, the Boston bombing was carried out in the middle of an intense police presence with thousands of cameras and a bomb squad. How would drones overhead have prevented the bombing? And the answer is they won't. We're going to take a break for commercials. When we come on back, CNN has been running this story all day about bomb-sniffing dogs and how great they are and how you, as the police chief, ought to buy more of these things. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the roll. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the aftermath of Boston, and it's collapsed. This is the whole world is looking at this as a joke. Anyway, CNN is out there. They're still trying to find anything they can do to keep Boston as the top coverage of the story, and without simply repeating what they've repeated for the last 2 weeks, which people are starting to burn out on. So CNN has been running this show, this story all day about the bomb-sniffing dogs and how they can smell the vapors coming off of explosives, and they're trained to sit, and they're showing these cute little puppies and the dogs going through shopping malls, sniffing at people's rear ends. Kind of a little uncomfortable thought there. And basically, it's a puff piece. You know, if you're in a police department, you must go out and buy one of our specially trained bomb-sniffing dogs and hire one of our specially trained bomb-sniffing dog handlers. And it's a big sales pitch. And the problem is that these dogs are not really very good. When they're actually deployed in the field, there is a huge, hideous record of false positives. And in some cases, during actual tests, blind tests where the handlers don't know the test is happening, they get right on past. And research has shown that what's going on here is the dogs are not always responding to a smell. They're responding to their handler's body language. because when the handler knows they're going after a backpack with a dummy explosive in it for training purposes, he walks a certain way, he acts a certain way, his entire body says, I know we're going to find something, and it turns out that's what the dog is keying off. When he sees the handler walk this way, he knows that if he sits, he will get a treat. And that's why the dogs aren't working. And, of course, certainly they did not work in Boston, and they did have them there. And any explosive that is encased in a pressure cooker or even just several layers of plastic bagging doesn't give off aromas. This is about as genuine and legitimate as that bozo in Great Britain who was buying these $20 golf ball finder novelties and reselling them as improvised explosive device detectors for $40,000 each. And everybody bought them. The U.S. government bought them. Great Britain bought them. They gave them to the soldiers, and the soldiers are out there saying, oh, says there's no bombs around here. Boom. And they finally threw this guy in jail. Major, major fraud. And, of course, inevitably, in this time of austerity and sequestration and deprivation, we're seeing all these agencies saying, oh, you can't cut our funding now. Look how important we are needed to deal with situations like Boston. And they're talking about, oh, we would have been better prepared if you hadn't cut our funding. So the security industrial complex is having a field day on this stuff. They really, really are. Now, a little strange phenomenon in the news. Did you notice that as soon as it became clear that Boston did not succeed in angering Americans against the Muslims, that it was finally confirmed Syria has weapons of mass destruction? Well, we can see what happened in that meeting there. Oh, they're not buying the Boston bombing. What do we do to go say, let's just do weapons of mass destruction. They fell for it with Iraq. They'll fall for it again. Those American people, they're just stupid. They'll go on believing anything that we tell them there. And the other guy next to him says, are you overdosing on your SSRIs? Because you're not thinking very clearly here. So we have all these stories that popped up. Ever since it became obvious that Boston did not succeed in enraging America against those evil Muslims, all of a sudden the White House says it believes Syria has used chemical weapons. They don't know. They believe. We believe Syria has chemical weapons. We believe there's a Santa Claus. We believe there's an Easter Bunny. We believe in the imaginary playmate in the sky. And we will conduct our behavior as if these things we believe in were real. And, of course, my response to that is, if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. And we're seeing this ramp up. Remember last year, Obama was promising Netanyahu that unless Iran bowed down, destroyed its entire peaceful nuclear infrastructure, and did as it was told by Israel, that we would be in Iran by June. And here we are a week away from May, and they need to go into Syria as the last stepping stone for the war in Iran. So they're ramping up plans for a military intervention in Syria. The incursion is imminent. Resources are being put into position around there. The Fifth Fleet seems to be sailing in there. The Kearsarge is sailing in there. All of these facilities. And it's all fabricated. It is, in fact, a repeat of Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. And apparently the government is so overdosed on these prescription antidepressants they have to be taking to deal with the stress of what they're doing. They really do think you, the American people, are going to fall for that same lie a second time. Or maybe they're just presuming that because you are a loyal American, you will believe the bovine excrement. Because if you refuse to believe the bovine excrement, the terrorists will win. McCain is even trying to fan this thing along, saying that Obama is looking for excuses not to intervene in Syria. He's out there, he's echoing Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, Syria has crossed the red line. They've used sarin gas on their own people. We have sort of something kind of that maybe that looks like proof. And that's good enough to go there. And I imagine that for the covert operatives, they're out there saying, we went to all this trouble to fake a sarin gas attack. And the president won't go for it? What's the point of a good false flag attack if people aren't going to believe it? So, Mr. McCain, I'll tell you what, and this is what I'm going to say to every one of those war hawks out there. If you really believe that Assad used sarin gas on his own people, here's your rifle, here's your parachute. We ran out of the camo BDUs here, but here is a bright orange jumpsuit left over from Abu Ghraib. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we're going to call Syria and tell them you are on your way to kick their butt all by yourself. But after that whopper, we were all told about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. You will forgive us if we sit this one out and keep our kids safe and healthy and alive at home. Going to grab a phone call here. Tim in Hawaii. Aloha, brah. What's up?
I just wanted to let you know, I sent you some information a couple weeks ago about the Kanaka Garden here in Hilo.
Oh, yeah, I did put that up.
Well, we're having a big old party tomorrow. We're replanting the garden that the DNR tore out, and we still haven't got any of the things that they confiscated back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have a big, giant party tomorrow from noon until pow. And we invited the DLNR chiefs, the mayor, the police chief, everybody down to come mm-hmm. down to the same level, no matter what their, you know, thoughts on the whole idea of, you know.
Okay, Tim, can I ask you a question? The last time you sent me the URL to an online announcement that had directions, maps, and times, if you can email that to me again, I'll repost it to whatreallyhappened.com for the benefit of our Hawaii readers who are in a position to come on down and join you, okay?
Yep, that sounds great. I appreciate it, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And getting back to Syria, I mean, everybody's piling on, oh, we've got to have a war with Syria. We've got to get this world war going before the Ponzi scheme central bank collapses and those pesky voters and citizens blame us for the mess, as they so richly deserve. Dianne Feinstein is out there. We need strong UN action in response to Syria's chemical weapons use. Okay, Dianne, if you really feel that way, here's your rifle, here's your parachute. Here's your orange jumpsuit. Watch your head climbing into the plane. We're going to call Syria and tell them you are on your way to kick their butt all by yourself. Fool me once. Shimon Peres is out there making statements that Iran in open war with Israel. No, they aren't. Iran has not invaded another country in over 200 years. But sure, Peres is saying Iran is in open war with us. Really, Shimon? I don't see any bomb craters. I don't see any Iranian uniformed troops coming across your border. We've seen Israel flying into Syria and bombing Damascus. And, of course, he's out there repeating the thing, the Syrian chemical weapons are a threat to Israel. And, of course, they said exactly the same thing about Iran. Iran's weapons of mass destruction, for which there is no proof, is a threat to Israel. They said the same thing about Iraq. Remember when Israel went up and bombed Iraq's civilian power station at Osirak? And their excuse was, they're building weapons of mass destruction there, and they are a threat to Israel, and we have a right to go in and blow up their power station. And then following the invasion of Iraq, international inspectors went to the ruins of the civilian power station, and they gave it a good going over. It was a power station. There was no clandestine nuclear weapons lab underneath it. Israel is batting zero in actually finding nuclear weapons of mass destruction in other countries. Maybe they're projecting their own guilt, because we know Israel is, in fact, a nuclear-armed state. They were trying to sell bombs to South Africa. That's been documented. Even Israel's own media acknowledges there is a bomb factory underneath Israel's so-called research reactor at Dimona. And maybe Israel is just projecting onto other people. Have you ever seen when there's a husband and a wife and one of them is fooling around, getting a little on the side, and the first thing they do is they come home and accuse their partner of fooling around? Don't talk to me about staying out late after work there. I know you're having an affair with the milkman. How can you do that when we owe the gas company so much money? And it's just a way of dealing with your own guilt. Because we know Israel is, in fact, the world's sixth or fourth most powerful nuclear-armed nation, depending upon who you're talking to, and nobody is going to attack Israel. Israel does all the attacking. Like I said, the last time Iran invaded another country in a war of aggression was over 200 years ago. That's just it. The United, you know, Israel can't go 6 months without bombing and attacking somebody. And the United States is and remains the only nation in all of history, on all of planet Earth, to actually use nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country. So who's the threat to world peace here? The United States, Israel, or Iran? It's certainly not Iran. In that category, Iran has to settle for the bronze, and it's an honorary award even at that. Now, up in Russia, Lavrov is saying, we should be cautious about this claim about serious chemical weapons. We don't want to repeat the embarrassment of Iraq. Boy, I got to tell you what a shock it is. After the brainwashing I got when I was in grade school about how evil the Russians were and how bad the commies were and how they lusted to come over here and kill us in our sleep, it's rather amazing to see the Russians acting like the adults in the room in this situation. Where Israel's saying, you should go kill Iran for us. And Washington, D.C. is saying, yes, we're going to send our children to kill Iran for you. And the Syrians and ever. And Russia is saying, guys, can we cool it down a little bit? Let's make sure we have our facts straight before we start committing mass murder. Because good, bad, or indifferent, what you did in Iraq was based on a completely false premise. Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction. They were not a threat to anybody. They were in compliance with the United Nations resolutions, a claim Israel cannot repeat, cannot make. And we've seen this all before. It's the same rush to war and propaganda campaign that we saw going into Iraq. And I think there's a lot of agendas being served by the Boston bombing, but I think first and foremost it was supposed to be the new 9/11, where America would stand up and say, we're not interested in the truth and the facts, we've got to go kill the Muslims. And it didn't work. It failed miserably. And they wasted something like $300 million of your tax money putting on this little theatrical presentation. Not counting payments to the actual bombers, whoever they may be. So we're seeing all over the place here, you know, this convoluted path to chemical weapons. Okay, and it's just a week-long process. And it began on Monday. Remember what I said a little bit earlier. Did you notice that as soon as it became obvious that the Boston bombing false flag was not succeeding in motivating Americans to throw their babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets, all of a sudden we're back to weapons of mass destruction. They've got weapons of mass destruction. Same thing we've been hearing over and over again. On Monday, Chuck Hagel was in Israel talking to Israel's Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon. Nobody mentions chemical weapons in Syria. They still thought the Boston bombing false flag was working. Then on Tuesday, Israeli Brigadier General Itai Brun delivers a speech in Tel Aviv claiming that Syria has repeatedly used chemical weapons. Not just now, not just on their own. It's a repeat. They have been doing it all along. Then later on that same day, Secretary of State John Kerry calls Netanyahu to ask about this accusation. And Netanyahu says, I really can't confirm this at this point. So even Netanyahu was saying, no, we don't have any evidence about this. And then Wednesday, Kerry is out there saying it is kind of weird that when he was in Israel, nobody mentioned this at all, and Netanyahu won't confirm. And then all of a sudden, yesterday, Thursday, the White House believes Syria has used chemical weapons, and Hagel says, yes, I believe it too. It doesn't get more obvious than that. The Boston bombing false flag craters, and they fall back on that tired, old, worn-out lie, oh, nation we intend to invade has weapons of mass destruction, and if you are a loyal, brain-dead American, you will believe the bovine excrement we're shoveling at you. So give us your money and your children, and we will make the world right for private central banking. Harumph, harumph, harumph here. And again, I reposted a reprise of an article I wrote all the way back in 2003, and I called it the the lie of the century. And obviously it may now have to take second place. And it is a detailed exploration of all the lies, all the phony, rigged up junk evidence you were constantly being fed by the corporate media to convince you that Iraq was a dire threat, that any moment Iraqi weapons of mass destruction were going to appear in the subways, in the skies, in the local Walmart, in your dryer, in your washer, in your very stove. They're coming to get you. And all of it, every bit of it, was a lie. It was just a theater production with costumed actors, a script, props, and even special effects to sell you the need for more war. And they're trying it again. And then they wonder why they're not getting traction. We will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A couple of stories, and then we're going to move on to some other things that we need to talk about behind all this false flag nonsense that we're getting here. There is yet another article out there now talking about this Chinese gentleman who was the victim of a carjacking by two people. We are being told where these dangerous Muslim, Chechen, Iranian, right-wing internet blogging terrorists until they both went into a convenience store, which gave this Chinese guy the opportunity to escape and run to the police and say, hey, these guys say they're the bombers, and they say they killed the cop at MIT. And the cops say, oh, well, let's shoot to kill, shoot on sight, to heck with the Bill of Rights. Apparently, while this Chinese gentleman was with the two men we are told were the Tsarnaev brothers, they talked about girls. They talked about credit limits on students. They discussed the cool things about the Mercedes ML350. They talked about the new features in the iPhone 5, whether CDs were now obsolete. Does this sound like terrorists on the run to you? Sounds like they were trying to keep him calm and keep feeding him information and just sort of spend time with him until it was time to cut him loose and let him run off to the police with the cover story. Now, here's another interesting little story, kind of a little double standard out there. Over in Great Britain, there's a gentleman named Rhys Elliott, who basically admitted he is an internet troll who posted threats to kill 200 American citizens, which resulted in the closure of several schools here in the United States of America. And he's now admitted it. He's got his picture in the paper. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. I don't see him in an orange jumpsuit or wearing any handcuffs. Why isn't this guy in jail for threatening an act of terror? Well, you silly, he isn't Muslim. We can't use him to sell a war. We have this little lily-white guy out there, terroristic, threatening. Like, remember in New York, I think it was about 2 months ago, they found these two very successful, prominent Jewish individuals with bomb-making supplies all over their townhouse, and the story came and went. They're the wrong ethnic group. We can't use them to push the war agenda. We're only interested in Muslim terrorists now. Going to grab a quick phone call. Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You mentioned the security industrial complex vendors jumping in on the bandwagon to sell drones, you know. Well, in addition, there's a report that Homeland Security, even though they already have an order in for a whole bunch of the Stryker vehicles, is also supposed to be getting a bunch of the EM50, that's EchoMike 50 urban assault vehicles. They're geared a little more for the city streets. But,
They're preparing. The U.S. federal government is preparing to declare war on the 50 states. That should be obvious after Boston. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.